asking, what are you reading, is a great way into a conversation with someone you don't know. Even more fun, though, is finding out what a colleague is into for the summer. What's being stacked next to that beach chair? Russ Parsons is one of those food writers' food writer. 20 years of articles. He's the food and wine columnist for the LA Times. And he's got books and he's got awards. Our producer, Sally Swift, who's a fellow book lover, checked into his book list.
Hey, Russ, thanks for joining us.
Oh, happy to be here.
So you being a man who has many food books crossing your desk in your job at the Los Angeles Times, do you have a couple you can recommend for summer reading for us?
There are a couple that I'm really excited about right now, and one of them is called Gaining Ground, and it's by a guy named Forrest Pritchard, who's a farmer's market meat grower in Northern Virginia. And the other one is called The Telling Room, and it's by a guy named Michael Paternity. And what's funny about these two books is that they pair kind of interestingly, because they're both books about artisanship and about our kind of craving for artisanship these days. But they come at it from two very, very different directions. But Paternity's book is about this obscure cheese from Spain that he becomes absolutely obsessed with. And he goes to Spain and meets the cheesemaker, and he's this hugely charismatic guy, and he falls under his spell. But there's a kind of darker backstory that he becomes gradually aware of. And it's like, well, how much does he actually want to know about that? Because maybe sometimes it's the story that we love that we really want to know rather than the truth.
Mm-hmm. And a true story. These are both pieces of nonfiction.
These are both nonfiction. And the Pritchard book is the opposite. Pritchard actually becomes that artisan, and it's that learning process. He's kind of a city guy who goes back to the farm and tries to revivify it. But it's about him learning kind of the artisanal way of farming as opposed to farming as it had been done on that farm for the last 100 years.
And these are both recent releases, right?
These are both recent releases.
What about for those people who are looking for a new cookbook? What has come across your desk?
For pure cookbooks, there are several that I'm really kind of infatuated with right now. One of them is by my old friend Deborah Madison. Her new book, Vegetable Literacy, is just, I mean, it's what you expect from Deb. And I don't know how she does this, because, you know, she's written so many books, she's written so many recipes, and yet they all read fresh.
She is an amazing writer.
And she's an amazing cook.
Yes.
You know, there's another book by the Masumoto family. David Mas Masumoto is a legendary peach farmer in the Central Valley who's actually also a legendary writer. He's on the National Council of the Arts. And he's written lots of books that are kind of essays about the act of farming and the philosophy of farming. He and his wife, Marcy, and their daughter, Nikiko, have written their first actual cookbook, which is like, okay, so now you really appreciate these wonderful flavor crest peaches that he's been growing. What are you going to do with them? And so it's, you know, it's like, it's everything from, you know, how to choose peaches and what's the difference between the different varieties, and then lots and lots of recipes, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And that book's called The Perfect Peach. And then there's a really terrific book on jam making and preserving. You know, this is one of those things that has become so popularly. I mean, I remember 5 years ago having an editor tell me nobody makes jam except little old ladies. But now, of course, it's like everybody's doing it. And one of the great new books on it is called Saving the Season. It's by Kevin West. And it's, you know, it's basically like everything you want to know about preserving. So it's canning, pickling, preserving, making jams and jellies, putting food by.
And there are things you need to know to do it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Russ, do you have an everlasting food book that you like to recommend?
I don't know if a classic can only be a year old. but when I think about summer food, and when I think about what I'm excited about cooking for the next couple of months, the first book that comes to my mind is Yoram Ottolenghi's Plenty.
That is a beautiful book for the summer. There is no doubt about it.
It's Middle Eastern, or it's kind of basically Middle Eastern with his spin on it.
Well, so he's Israeli, correct? Is he Israeli?
He's Israeli. Mm-hmm. And his restaurant partner is Palestinian. So the food is based very much on warm weather ingredients, you know, tomatoes and squashes and eggplants and peppers and things like that. But the thing that's really great about this book is Again, he takes what might seem familiar and just kind of throws a twist on it. The ingredients are fairly familiar. The techniques are fairly familiar. And then, boom, there's this kind of very new and exciting result that really makes you want to cook more into it. The best testament I can give to this book is that I think I have probably given this book to 7 or 8 people and recommended it to dozens more. And everyone that I have given it to says, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing book. I've already cooked 7 or 8 recipes from it. I can't stop cooking from it.
That is an amazing endorsement coming from you.
Oh, I just love the book.
Hey, Russ, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Award-winning food writer Russ Parsons is a columnist with the LA Times. Sally Swift is our managing producer. You can find Russ's summer book list on the website, splendidtable.org.